You know, I always appreciate those who sat at the left hand of Jesus. They made it so easy to read their part of the passage. Everybody else went very long-winded on, when did we see you and do this for you, Master? But they simply said, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? They made it simple to read the passage. They made it simple because they realized that they didn't take care of the Master. And that's what it's all about. Taking care of the Master. Before I went off on my walk to Emmaus this past preceding week, the week before this past week, I sat down on Tuesday and I made some notes because I was worried that with everything that would happen in the following days that I would want to have some notes ready for me so that I would be able to come here without having to rush and work too hard to be able to preach on this particular Sunday. And so I sat down with this passage and I looked through it and I read it and I marked it and I made a translation for myself and I considered what Jesus was saying to the people and what the image of the end times was. And I thought, well, it's very obvious and very important that all of these outward workings of faith must be in a Christian walk. And so I was going to preach a sermon on the outward workings of the inward faith. And that seems very appropriate, but not today. Not today. This passage kind of reverberated in my head during part of the retreat, especially the first part of the walk to Emmaus when we begin in silence, and I found myself reflecting upon the fact that no matter who you meet, you are meeting Jesus. I love the prayer of Saint Teresa of Avila, which says, Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks salvation on this world. Yours are the feet through which he walks to do good. Yours are his hands, yours are his feet, yours are his eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. We are the body of Christ. We are the presence of Christ in this world. That makes the church a sacrament of God. That makes the church the embodiment of the presence of Jesus Christ in this world. That means that the person that you see out on the street holding the sign that says, we'll work for food, he is an opportunity to be an embodiment of the presence of Christ in your life. That's too easy. That's too far disconnected. Let's try something a lot harder. Everybody here, I am going to wager, and I don't bet on anything but a sure thing, everybody here has somebody either in this room, in this building, or somewhere in your life, somebody that you just cannot stand.
Amen.
Amen. The amen corner. Keep quiet now. Everybody has somebody that you're supposed to love. Member of your family, member of your circle of friends, member of your church, you name it, they're there, and you cannot stand them. I have such a friend. He's a minister in the United Methodist Church, and you know what? I cannot stand to be around him. And it's a very simple reason. He can't stand still. He's worse than I am. You're standing talking to him, and he's going this. And you're just chanting. There's no music. He just stands there, rocking back and forth. And you start getting seasick as you're talking to him. Something as simple as that. One day I reached out and grabbed him. Stand still. He's like a pendulum. He was able to stand still for a moment, then he started to rock. We can all think of examples of people who, for whatever reason, be it the way they smell, the way they look, the fact that they wouldn't loan you that sweater that you needed 2 years ago, the fact that your brother wouldn't stop hitting on you when you were a little kid. There's somebody in your close circle of friends, in your family, in your church, there is always somebody that it is hard to see Jesus in. But guess what? Everyone. Every person that Christ died for is an opportunity to show Christ to in your life. We can get hung up on our mouths, but our mouths are less important than our actions and our lives. We're supposed to express the presence of Jesus to the world and to each other. He talks about giving a cup of water, of giving food, of giving clothing, of being with people when they are in prison and when they are sick. And all of these are indeed outward expressions of the presence and the power of faith. But the reason why we do them is not to be saved. The reason we do them is because in our midst we have the divine royal presence of Jesus in each other. I guess everybody who goes on a walk to Emmaus has a particularly individual and unique experience. Mine began Thursday night with the silence in which this passage had been running through my mind. And I remember getting out as we left the chapel to walk way down the hill to where the cabins were, and it was quiet. It was so very quiet. So quiet that you could hear your heartbeat pretty much in your head. It was so quiet. You could hear everything. And as I was walking along, suddenly the sound started to come to me, the sound of footfalls in the quiet night against cement sidewalk. The footfalls of my brothers in Christ walking with me in a single file line to the cabins. In the dark, in the quiet, the sound of many footfalls reminded me that I did not walk alone. That I walked with fellow Christians, fellow brothers in Christ. That I walked with Christ. That I was not alone. Sometimes the ministry, as each of you should know, sometimes the Christian ministry is lonely. It's true for those in the baptized ministry. It's true for those of us who proclaim the gospel from pulpits on Sundays. It's lonely, but it shouldn't be. We don't walk alone. We walk with the presence of Christ in and with our brothers and sisters. We don't walk alone. We walk with Christ. The people on the left hand said, "When was it that you were hungry and thirsty and naked and in prison and alone? And when did we not reach out to you, Lord?" And Jesus said, "When you did not reach out to one of these, you were not reaching out to me." My friends, when we fail to reach out, and we all do, we are failing in Christ. We are His body. We are His body now on earth. And we're called to reach out to others with an active faith. A faith that is not passive, but alive and active. Because, my friends, in each and every one of you, in all of us, is the presence of Jesus. And when we walk, We don't walk alone, for we walk together, and together we walk with Jesus. Remember that as we go into this, the last Sunday of the church year, looking forward to Advent, looking forward to preparing for the birth of Jesus. As we go through Thanksgiving, remember that we don't walk alone. We walk with Christ, our Lord and King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to stand.